Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 30 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope we had a decent weekend. I hope we've had a solid start to the week. And in this morning's show, I am going to be talking about why the data doesn't lie. This is something that I have taken from calls that I had last week, specifically the value trade calls I was doing with a few guys last week, which were really, really good and really powerful calls. And then also spoke about with the lads inside the Unbreakable Dad program. We spoke about it on the tune-up last night and wanting to share it with you guys as well this morning. So just finished this morning's run. We're literally less than a week away now from the Coventry Half Marathon, which we've been building to since the start of this year. So feeling good, feeling strong, feeling ready to go for Sunday. And yeah, we keep building. So if you are watching, please do let me know. Scott, good to see you, mate. As always, drop a comment in. Please do give the video a like. And if you are watching back or listening back again, let me know if you found this helpful. So let's get straight into this. The data does not lie. And like I said, this was sparked by the conversations I was having last week. So last week, you may have seen, I've been mentioning it quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, that there's been a slight shift in the message I'm putting out when it comes to my content and social media. And it's just the direction that I'm kind of heading and how I feel like I can have a bigger impact with my coaching, but also, like I said, the message that I'm actually sharing outside of the kind of generic health and fitness, which is always going to be my bread and butter. But with my experience, I know I can help on a much bigger level. Already been doing it inside the Unbreakable Dad program with so many of the lads. So it's why I want to kind of shout about it more outside of the program as well. And last week I did what I called a value trade. So basically where I was helping five lads that came onto these calls who put their hand up for this opportunity, free opportunity. I helped them be able to basically find more time in their week using my new personal performance time matrix system. And in return, I was actually getting a little bit of feedback on their biggest challenges, their biggest struggles, just to help me with a bit of research I'm doing at the minute with the new program I'm building, which is going to be launching next week, which is going to be specifically for busy professional dads or business owners. And really excited about this. So it was a great conversations. And this is what something that come up in every single one of the calls. And it was before we even actually dived into their schedule and their time and what they were doing on a daily basis. They actually were saying to me that they already know that they are wasting a lot of time in their day. And let me know in the comments if you feel like this is you when it comes to the time and that your time and energy. You know deep down that you're potentially not putting your time and energy in the places it should be in order to be able to make the progress that you should be. So whether that is you feel like you're wasting too much time on scrolling on social media, procrastinating, whatever that is, I think it's important to identify these things. And that's exactly what these individuals were saying. They knew that even though they were short on time, they come in with the narrative that they didn't have time to work on themselves. And listen, we've all got different responsibilities, we've all got different things that we have to deal with on a daily and weekly basis. And you know, this is going to look different for everyone. But it's just really interesting with every one of these that they knew deep down that there was periods of their day, there was periods of their week that they know they could have been utilizing better. And they were spending a lot of time procrastinating, which was always a big one, or just wasting time and energy on needless tasks. And the reality is, and this is what I said to all of them, this is what I said to the guys in the group as well, that it's easier to ignore these things rather than actually take responsibility for what is really going on, okay? And this is the thing. We will build this narrative and story in our mind that we don't have time to work on ourselves, or now's not the right time. And that's what we'll lead with. And that is what our actions are then based off. But it's not until you actually start looking at the data that you realize that it's bullshit. You're actually bullshitting yourself. And this is the importance of then looking at the data and looking at these things and raising awareness of these things. And that's what we did on these calls. They went through my personal performance time matrix system, and all of a sudden they realized that they did have time. You know, this is something that they had to kind of realize, and they raised awareness of, and it changed the narrative and their thinking behind the lack of time that they thought they had. It was just that their time and energy wasn't going into the right places. They didn't have their personal structure, systems and routines in place. And it's exactly the same when it comes to losing weight. If you're struggling to lose weight right now, I guarantee deep down, you already know that you are consuming too many calories and not moving enough. But, and this is what I see all the time, especially when it comes to the fat loss side of things, so many guys will not do things like track their calories or jump on the scales. They will avoid doing these things, actually getting some data behind it. And that's because they know if they do that, they're not going to like what they see. It's going to confirm that if you're tracking the calories, you're consuming too many calories. If they jump on the scales, it's going to confirm that they have put on weight. And that's not what they want at that time. That's not what's going to feel nice, because it becomes real then. It's easier to ignore what's really going on and live with the narrative that we are dealing with, right? Because at the end of the day, like I said, the data doesn't lie. You think about in your professional career, whatever it is that you do, be different for everyone. But I guarantee there's some sort of data that you are tracking in order to make logical decisions. You base your decisions off the data that you're seeing. So if it's like your business, you're looking at the growth of your business, and you're basing decisions that you're making off these numbers and the data that you're seeing. It's exactly the same in your personal life. It's exactly the same. And this is why being able to track some sort of data and have some sort of data to go off, whether that is doing a time audit of your day and looking at where you're wasting time and where you, you're not utilizing your time effectively, in order to be able to find time for yourself and be able to implement the things you need to do. Or if it's tracking your calories, weighing yourself regularly, because this data is then going to force you to take action. It's going to make you realize what is really going on. But until you actually have some sort of data to go off and actually, you know, put the effort into track this data or go through these things, you're always going to be living with the narrative that you have no time to work on yourself, or, you know, now's not the right time to be focusing on yourself. Whatever it is, you're going to be living within the story that you're telling yourself, because you have no answers and no kind of tangible data to actually look at and go off. So my question to you this morning is, what data are you tracking right now? Or what are you avoiding tracking because you know deep down you're not going to like what you see? But that's what is holding you back. That's what's stopping you actually take action and change what is going on right now and what it is that you want to be making progress with. And like Scott's just said here, I think everyone's guilty of wasting time. And I think I'm exactly the same. Like I said, I'm not multiple times in these lives, I'm not perfect with this sort of stuff. We all procrastinate. We all, we'll say we have no time. But that's where the importance of data comes in, right? That's what's been really interesting on the calls last week, is these guys realizing that this narrative of we don't have time isn't true. It's just how to actually raise awareness of where your time and energy is going, and then how to utilize it much better. So there's going to be a lot more of this sort of stuff coming out. I'll be talking a lot more about what I'm doing with these type of calls, and with the launch of a new program and everything like that. it's going to be really impactful, and I'm excited about it. So thank you for listening. Hopefully if this was helpful, please do let me know if it was, what you took from the live and the session. Your feedback is always really appreciated. But like I said, data doesn't lie. What are you tracking? What are you not tracking? What are you avoiding? Make yourself aware of it, and take the action based off what it is that you need to be focusing on to get to where you want to be. Have a fantastic day, and I will see you same time, same place on Thursday.